Case file 30. So it begins.
3-0.
The fake ass fucking hoax moon landing.
Oh, fuck.
The fucking soaking cork, if you believe that there was a real moon landing. Case file.
Legend hoax.
About that fake ass moon landing.
Just so like fake. The earth is flat. Just like the earth is flat.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Just so. Oh, but shots fired, eh? Shots fired already. Early on. Welcome back. I'm Braden.
I'm Zell.
I'm Dan.
So we've just got the tripod on tonight, but we've all got good gear. So I've got a portable Meteor Studio equipment here. So hopefully I sound better than normal.
You sound better on Skype. So
that's, oh, yeah. That's good. I hope the connection's better and I sound better than last one. It's pretty shitty. Yeah.
Boys, this is the original. This is like the original crew, pretty much.
This is this is original three. This is pretty sweet.
ATT kicking it off with the OG crew.
You had Mr. Yeah. Conspiracy, but we don't really count him in on anything. So
yeah, fuck him.
Guess we'd be the OT crew.
Yeah,
original players.
OT. Somebody asked me on Twitter. They were like, "Fucking marry, screw, and kill Ron Pond, Sasquatch, and Mr. Conspiracy." And I was like, "Easy, marry Ron Pond because he'd be good to me. Sleep with Sasquatch." Because that's a hell of a story. Or El Nasty. That's a hell of a story. Yeah. And I was like, fucking murder Mr. Conspiracy every day of the week. Easy.
That's a no-brainer, right? Easy. Yeah, fuck.
So one of the new segments I want to bring up, I told people everyone who participated in the Ask Me Anything, it was awesome. I had so much fun doing it. I'm going to do it far more often. In fact, I'm going to do it far more often than I'm actually doing one live on air. So while we're doing this podcast, I am going to take breaks to answer questions. So even before we get going, we already have some questions from the Ask Me Anything. So not only am I going to shoot this to myself, but I'm going to shoot this to you guys as well. So the first one is Spencer Fairbanks at the Spencer F. Oh, if you could be any alien from any movie, which one would you be?
Wait, was that in the post or is that just you saying that?
No, that was in the post. It was capital O-H. with an exclamation mark. So, like, the message again was, okay. Oh, if you could be any alien from any movie, which one would you be?
Wait.
Which one would you be?
Okay. Wait. All right, we need a quick disclaimer here. Braden's drunk.
I'm fucking hammered.
Braden's drunk tonight. I'm
hammered. And hold on. I'm hammered tonight on Granville Island Winter Ale. It's fucking delish. Someone mentioned... what should I not miss while I'm in Vancouver? They're traveling to Vancouver. You should go to Granville Island Brewery and drink some winter ale because it's fucking
delicious.
Drink
all the winter ale. Drink all of it.
It's delicious. It's fucking unreal.
Oh, yeah. What alien would you be? That's the question.
Oh, easy. Easy.
I know what you're going to say.
Ready?
Before you say it.
What do you think I'm going to say? Hold on. I want to hear what you think I'm going to say.
You'd be that fucking little fucking... from Mars Attacks.
You know me so fucking well. It's crazy. I was gonna say any one of the aliens from Mars Attacks, but because you guessed it so quick, I'm gonna change my guess. I'm gonna say I would be a sweet predator.
Oh fuck. Stole mine.
That's a good one. Right?
Does qualify as an alien. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I'm going to be an alien. That would be my pick. Dan, what alien would you be? Any movie? What would you be?
Probably the Chewbacca.
Wookiee, eh?
A Wookiee. I'd be a Wookiee. Yeah, I'd be tight.
That's good. No, that's good. That's a fucking... It's a good get. Like, you know what? Had I not realized that Chewbacca was, in fact, an alien... I always think of him more of a pet than alien, so.
Yeah, I hear that.
Yes.
Well, all right, Ryan.
Well, you still. Zoe. I was fucking going to say predator, but I'm going to have to switch that to the other side of the battle there. I'm going to go with the.
Other side of the coin.
The fucking. it's alien. It's the alien from Aliens.
Xenomorphs.
The
alien. They're referred to them as xenomorphs.
Oh, is that what it is?
But
I want to be a xenomorph.
Yeah, but here's. I want a clarification on that. Do you want to be just like a run-of-the-mill xenomorph, or are you going to be like the mother, the queen xenomorph?
Or the dog one?
No, I want
a dog one.
I want to be just
or like that weird or that weird ass one that's been like half breeded with Ripley, who's like fucking kind of weird.
Yeah, that one's fucking
kind of a weird baby face that gets sucked through the hole at the end of the movie.
you put a lot more variables into my decision than I was really anticipating there, but
I know I did. I'm putting you on the spot. Okay.
Well, I'm just gonna. So I'm, when you thought, I'm going when you with Run in the Mill.
It was the original.
Yeah, I'm going with the original fucking acid blood, double mouth, fucking tail whip, spike. Alien. Yeah. That's what I want.
Yeah, just a classic.
Just a killing. Just a killing machine.
The first one.
Yeah. That's a good pick.
Oh, I know what. I want to change it too. I want to be the alien from Starship Troopers. The fucking little, the bugs. Yeah, bugs. I want to be the bug.
That's a good one.
Okay. Anyways.
You know who Mr. Conspiracy would be? He would be the brain bug out of the fucking...
Just the big old, like, squelchy fucking gross. Yeah.
Just disgusting. Like, just big fucking blob of nothing. Yeah, there was another question. There was two more questions. This one will be one that we all answer, and the other one's going to be quick because I have no idea what it is. So the second question is from 7 of 9 at Goddess of Emotion. What's your favorite alien movie, and when did you become interested in aliens? So let's just go with the what's your favorite alien movie, and then I will answer the other question. My favorite alien, Mars Attacks, 100%. The best. There's no fucking better one. Like, how do you fucking get any better than that? The cast is unreal. Like, yeah.
No, yeah, well, yeah, it's good. I mean, it's cheesy as fuck, and that's what makes it good, but...
I have to watch it again. I wonder how it holds up. I mean, I saw it when it came out, pretty much. And I don't know. I think I have to watch it again. I wonder if it holds up.
Didn't we watch it, Brayden, like maybe 6 months ago or something?
Yeah, and it fucking held up. That's why I just named it as my favorite alien movie, because it held up brilliantly.
Are they making another? No, I read a comic book. They made like a comic book, like a 6-issue one shot of Mars Attacks. Where the Martians have won and they like took over the Earth, and that was pretty cool. I read that a couple months ago. It was neat.
So
let's see, favorite alien movie. Independence Day.
Yeah, that's a good one.
ID4. What's up? Welcome to Earth.
Oh, so good. Faster. We must go faster.
Yep. Good. It's got all the best stuff. It's got fucking Goldblum. It's got Will Smith. And the sequel was great. I liked Resurgence.
I actually didn't watch the sequel. I missed it.
Watch it. It's great.
I heard mixed reviews, but
it's like Mars Attacks. Like, you watch it, it's like cheesy as fuck and knows what they know it's fucking cheesy, and I thought it was fun. I watched it, I generally had good fun watching it.
I like I love Men in Black. Does that count?
Even that counts.
Because
it's a comedy? Doesn't count?
No, it's good. It's good. But I was about to Independence Day, I just wanted to chime on Independence Day real quick. Like, that has one of the best speeches of all time. Like,
it's fuck burnt. Yeah, get you pumped.
We will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive.
Listen today, to it every 4th of July.
We celebrate our Independence Day.
Like, that was fucking pretty good.
You know what's weird? I would tell you any day out of the week you ask me to tell you the speech for Independence Day, I would be like, I have no fucking idea. I'm drunk as fuck off my ass, and it just comes to me. Like, it just fucking... honest to God.
It's in your unconscious memory. It's
burned in there. I've seen that movie so many fucking times. It's so good. But Men in Black, like, the original Men in Black is fucking awesome. Like,
it's a fucking awesome action movie. It's a great comedy. Full of aliens.
Great buddy cop company. Like, yeah. Chock full of aliens.
But if I'm going to go with, like, an alien, more invasion style, or not really invasion, but... more realistic aliens. I still like the Day the Earth Stood Still. I think that was good.
That's a good one.
With Keanu Reeves, where he's like, he's born on the planet.
I thought you were talking about the original one.
I don't really
I've never seen a Keanu Reeves.
I don't remember the original one, really.
I like the Keanu Reeves one where they like the aliens make him and shit out of the embryo.
Oh no, nope. I have no idea with that. I've never seen it. I've seen the original one. Watch the original one. It's awesome.
I really fucking like it. Actually, it's really fucking good.
Anyway, you just like Keanu Reeves.
I do like Keanu Reeves.
Hey, do you have a Keanu Reeves impression?
No. You want to hear my Owen? You want to hear my Owen Wilson? I got a wicked Owen Wilson.
Oh yeah, people are going nuts for your Owen Wilson. That's for sure.
Show us Keanu Reeves impersonating Owen Wilson.
Okay, here's my Keanu Reeves doing Owen Wilson. You ready? Quiet, quiet. Wow.
Uncanny.
Oh wow.
That's just like Keanu Reeves.
Fucking nail it every time.
Okay, so the other part of that question was, when do we become interested in aliens? And it's like, well, when does anyone become interested in aliens? That's a dumb question.
When you're born,
yeah. But I kind of fielded this question from my last AMA, and it really is, I would say, like, the brainchild of this was from Thailand. Like, I lived there with Dan, and me and Dan watched Ancient Aliens. That's how we came up with the name. I would say me and Dan came up with the name. But the idea for the show, the premise, was actually me, Ryan, Mr. Conspiracy, and his friend the Lizard Man on Koh Tao. Every night in Koh Tao, we were there for like 2 weeks, and we would sit on the beach on this rock, and we'd go get beers, and we called it Conspiracy Rock, and we would just shoot the shit on conspiracies every fucking night.
Yeah, we'd get hammered drunk and talk about fucking everything from 9/11. And well, while we were there, it was the Malaysian airline went down.
Yeah, it was fucking awesome. So it's like, we just did that. And so it's like, I would say, like, that's when we became interested in turning our interest in aliens into a podcast, was when we were all in Thailand. So if you ever go to Koh Tao, I would highly recommend having a couple of beers with your friends, going and sitting in the stars on a beach and just shooting the shit about conspiracies, because you'll never know where it takes you. And it's awesome. Anyways, fuck our AMA. There's a couple more, but I'll do them later. Let's go on to Space News!
Space News.
Someone really wanted us to record that for a ringtone, but I was like, ah, fuck it.
What, just yelling Space News?
Just yelling Space News?
Yeah. Space News! They love it.
Space News!
So, the sun for, like, auroras right now, is that a fucking alt? Like, since they've been tracking auroras and shit, the sun is activity level is at an all-time low. It's like the quietest it's ever been. So, which is kind of cool, because it never in the history of them tracking this has it ever been so low of activity. So we're kind of in a period of making history right now because of how little activity we've had, which sucks for me because I live up north, so I could see many auroras if they were around, but they're not. But it is kind of cool that right now we're living in the quietest aurora time of all time, so that's kind of cool. Little bit, I guess, on the negative side.
It's probably aliens draining out the energy from our sun. That's probably what it is.
Yeah, it's probably, that's what I was thinking too. 100%. So right now you can see Da Vinci glow. So if you go outside tonight and you'll witness the meeting of Venus and the crescent moon, pay special attention to the moon. Cradled between the arms of the slender crescent is a display of light and shadow that puzzled skywatchers for thousands of years, until Leonardo da Vinci figured out it's Da Vinci's glow, otherwise known as Earth shine. So it's where it looks like a full moon, but it's kind of a little bit of sun. That's Da Vinci painted pictures of that back in 1510. So if you look up in the night sky, I think it's in the northern hemisphere right now, you can get a picture of Da Vinci's glow. So that's kind of cool. It's got some history. It's thousands of years, well, hundreds of years, I guess. So,
you stole my space news.
That was your space news?
Fuck yeah, it was. But that's, you nailed it. Good job.
All right. Well, I told you I was going to do a little more research on space news. So,
okay. I got news. Okay. It's not really in space, but he's been in space. And since we're doing the moon landing, What the fuck was Buzz Aldrin doing in Antarctica, and why do you have to get evacuated
out? That's what I wanted.
How old is Buzz Aldrin gets evacuated from the South Pole and flown to New Zealand? How old is he? He's got to be like fucking 80 years old or something, isn't he?
All right. You know what's weird about this whole thing?
He's 86.
Yeah, that's Jesus. Fucking weird. Why you have no business being in Antarctica at 86?
No. None. I mean, good for him for Zero. Going, but
now someone had mentioned in one of the Ask Me Anything, they were like, "Can you do an episode on DeGlocka?" And I was like, "Well, first off, I love saying DeGlocka, so it's like
it's a no-brainer.
Did we do it already? We
mentioned DeGlocka on High Jump, but we didn't do it. We've never done a full case on DeGlocka. But they were like. They were like, "Oh, can you do one DeGlocka?" And then they were like, "We read like me and my buddy have heard that DeGlocka could create wormholes." And I was like, "You know what? I was like, that would make a fucking hunt. Like that would make a lot of sense if you put that in with High Jump, that DeGlocka was making wormholes. So they moved DeGlocka to fucking Antarctica, and they were making wormholes with DeGlocka in Antarctica." That's what caused High Jump and shit. I was like, "Oh, you know what? There's stretches. We can make stretches on that." I was like, "That's a fucking cool theory. I've never thought of that before. I've never seen that." So I was like, "Oh, that's kind of cool." But yeah, I read the book. And then right after that, I read the Buzz Aldrin getting rushed out of Antarctica. I was like, "What the fuck was he doing down there?"
Yeah, I couldn't believe
it. He's so old. Like, why is he down there? Like, what is he? I mean, fuck. Like,
fuck. He should be at home. Antarctica? He should be at home watching fucking reruns of Price is Right. That's it. That's all you should be doing.
Seriously.
That's it.
I guess, what do you do after? I mean, man, you've been to the fucking moon. Like, what do you do after that? You know?
Well, he hasn't been to the moon, so.
He probably, whatever. Yeah, okay.
So.
He probably went to the moon and he goes to Antarctica and he's like, "Meh, it's okay."
You know what? I'm going to guess that he was like, "That's it. I'm spilling the beans. I can't keep the secret anymore." And they're like, "That's it. We're shipping you to Antarctica. You can't tell anyone in Antarctica."
They're trying to get rid of them there.
No one are you going to talk to? Penguins?
Yeah. Penguins don't believe anyone. They don't trust us. But I do have anyone else space news? Anything else? I got one more thing.
Okay, we'll wrap it up. We're already 20 minutes in here.
All right. Well, you know what? Fuck it. I'll save it for the next one.
Unless it's important, then say it.
No, it's not that important. I do want to create a new segment right now. But
you already created one new segment.
What was the new segment? Oh, the AMA?
Yeah.
Yeah. But that was okay. I want to do two. I said new segments. This one's more impressive. You guys will like this. It's going to surprise you guys. So, Mr. Conspiracy, surprisingly enough, he came up north and he gave me a book, and the book is called The UFO Encyclopedia. And it's called The Most Comprehensive Book of UFOlogy Ever Written. And it's just a full book of accounts. And they're not that long. It's pretty short. So what I was thinking is, I could read an account every fucking week. And we could just quickly talk about it, quickly touch on it. So do you guys want me to go alphabetically or should I go random? Just random flip and stop.
Well, how many are in the book?
The book is like fucking 500 pages.
Go random. You'll never get through it.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to give you guys a 3-2-1 countdown, and you guys, one of you just say stop, and I'll stop, and I'll read the first fucking one I point on, okay?
How long are they? How long are the accounts?
Is
your drunk ass going to be able to read this without, it's going to stumble for like 45 minutes, or what's going to happen?
I promise. No, I'm going to be good. It'll take me like 15 seconds.
Okay.
It's going to be good.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
I'm going to read in 3-2-1, and then you guys stop me, and I'll pick one. Ready? 3-2-1. I'm flipping the book now. Stop me.
Stop
now.
Okay. So the first one I got, this is it. I'm going to mark it right now so we never repeat it. I'm going to put a little check beside the name. Burnett, Colonel John. So Colonel John Burnett. This is the UFO case of the week.
Oh, I like it.
Oh,
are you ready?
Okay.
Are you ready? Colonel John Burnett was an air attaché in New Zealand. An air attaché. Okay, it's. Let me spell it for you. It's
attaché.
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 Okay, so Are you guys done interrupting me? It's going to take 50 minutes. You guys keep interrupting me.
No way I'm done, but keep going.
Okay. Colonel John Burnett was an air attaché in New Zealand in the 1960s. During the time of the infamous Bruce Cathy theories. I don't know what that means, but anyways. Burnett appears to have been impressed by Cathy's beliefs and is held to be Colonel Burnett, who revealed UFO research being carried out at the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in America. UFO investigators have found little documentary evidence to support this last claim. Though they point out that it is the nature where documentary evidence will be unlikely to exist.
What did you just read us?
What did you just read? What is this?
Yeah, what the fuck are you talking about?
Mr. Conspiracy gave me this book. I should have known better.
This is what you get.
Wait, did you just read an encounter and then at the end it says there's no evidence at all?
Yeah, it's like he may have.
Why would you even put that in the book?
So, oh my god. All right. Well, you know what?
Okay.
It's so bad.
That was the perfect first starting point for that segment.
Oh my god!
Expect more of that.
Oh god, man, that is fucking hilarious. Classic, like honestly, Mr. Conspiracy is like, bro, I've read this page. I've read it from book one. I'm on page 300. Like, use it on the podcast. These stories are insane. Like, they're insane. So I was like, I never read one. This is the first one I've ever read. I was like, they're a lengthy paragraph each. So I thought it'd be like a quick description of a cool UFO encounter. And this one was like, Colonel John Burnett believed this other guy's theories. He was impressed by those theories, even though there was no evidence of these theories. And there was little evidence of these theories, and these theories were found to be hoaxes. It's like Jesus.
Like, God damn it.
Oh, okay, well, right. that was a fucking success. That's what I gotta say.
You know what? Fuck you, Miss Conspiracy. But you know what? I've marked it. We'll do it again. I'm sure there's good ones. Maybe we'll try it for a couple weeks. Hopefully, we get a juicy one. All right. Moon landing. Boom.
Let's do it. The moon landing or the moon landing hoax? What is
it? Alleged moon landing.
Okay. Well, obviously, let's go right now. Right now, let's tally it up. Ryan, hoax or no hoax?
It's not a hoax, people.
You're a bit. Fuck it. Suck you. Fuck you. Suck it. Dan, hoax or no hoax?
No hoax.
You're a bitch. No one even listens to what you say. Anyways, so I believe it's a hoax. It's like 100% a hoax.
100%. That's quite the claim. You better have some backing because we're going to tear you apart if you don't.
Well, I'm drunk, so I don't. So perfect. We'll see how it goes.
I don't need any evidence.
I don't need any evidence. I don't need anything to support my claims. I'm pretty much the Donald Trump of fucking podcasts right now.
My evidence is the winter ale pumping through my veins.
Yeah. As soon as you guys start to speak, I'm just going to go wrong, wrong, nope, wrong.
Oh, I thought you were just going to go, wow.
That didn't sound like Owen Wilson at all.
I wasn't trying it's to be. I was trying to be you. Sounding like Owen Wilson.
Wow.
Anyways, okay, so how do you want to do it? Do you want to go through like the top reasons why people think it's a hoax?
And do you guys want me to just give my personal theory right now? Like, I have a personal theory, and before we get into top 10, like, I have a personal belief, so do you want me to say this before we get into top 10?
Let's give... Well,
I'm not swayed anyway.
Let's give the big issues. Like, let's hit that on the issues. Like, what people have... What do they take issue with that it's a hoax? Like, what are...
Yeah, what's your biggest beef? You what's the one thing that really fucking pulls you
what's
in?
What's your biggest beef with the moon? What's your biggest beef with the moon?
Okay, instantly, what's my biggest beef with the moon? like my personal beef or what's like the consensus beef? What do you want to know? Like my beef? My beef?
Yeah. What's your beef? What's your beef with the moon landing?
My beef with the moon landing is, so we landed on the moon allegedly July 1969.
Yes.
Why have we not ever gone back with a manned mission?
They went back. What, there's six missions to the moon, 12 people walked on it, so they did go back.
Who else walked on it?
There was six moon landings. I think I got the fucking things right here.
Pull them up.
Okay. Apollo.
All hoaxes.
Apollo 11, two. Apollo 11, two people. That's a personal. Apollo 12, two people. Apollo 13, no one actually walked on the moon, but they orbited.
We saw the movie. Tom Hanks didn't go to the moon.
Apollo 14. They orbited it. Apollo 14, two people. Apollo 15, two people. Apollo 16, two people. Apollo 17, two people.
Fake.
So 12. They say 12 people have walked on the moon.
Well, okay, so. And that's it. That we're like, okay. So say I believe these falsities.
So you do.
Why? So, like, we're just like, ah, fuck it. We're done. We're done with the moon.
Well, yeah, like, why do you need to go back? There's nothing there.
Yeah. If you think about how much money it took to like develop these fucking rockets and shit, you went there. You collected some moon rocks. You took some pictures, and there's nothing there. But okay, I got a conspiracy that goes after we talk about the moon landing, hoax or non hoax. I got my own theory of what's actually on the moon. But anyways, that's for something different. So
okay, all
right. more than one fucking crew went to the moon. Let's get that straight right away.
Okay, more than one crew. Do you want to hear my? This is my personal reasoning for my belief.
Okay, let's
my
hear
belief
it.
On the. This is my personal. So not looking at any screens. This is what I believe. I believe the Cold War was hot after World War II. It was heated.
The hot Cold War.
Yeah, the hot Cold War. It was spicy. The Soviet Union, they had a lead. They launched the Sputnik or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Right? Sputnik.
Mm. Yeah.
Sputnik won. They launched it. So Russia wins. Boom. First satellite in space. Boom. They're ahead. Right? So all of a sudden America's like, oh, fuck. Cold War, fuck, Russia's in space. Maybe they're putting weapons in space. We don't know what the fuck they're doing. Space is a fucking final frontier. We don't know what's going on up there. Russia sends the first man in space. Boom.
First jump dog ahead in space.
First dog in space. First ape in space. First everything in space.
Building their space zoo army.
Yeah, space. They're fucking, they got the fucking space zoo. The space petting zoo before the States got anything. Since got nothing. All of a sudden, they fucking leaps and bounds jump ahead of the fucking Soviet Union to fucking land Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin on the moon. Miles ahead. They destroy the space race. They fucking blast Soviet Union out of the way to fucking land on the moon. They bypass them. They fucking, boom, they're on the moon. So Russia is fucking, I believe it was orchestrated because Russia had the first satellite, they had the first man, the first fucking petting zoo in space. The States were like, oh, this can't happen. I think all the moon landing was orchestrated to bankrupt the Soviet Union into fucking putting all their money into trying to get to the moon when it wasn't possible at the time.
But then the States would just bankrupt themselves because they spent even more money doing it.
But they didn't. They didn't do it. I don't think they ever did. I think that everything they did to put into that first moon landing was fake in order to bankrupt the.
To
fool the Russians.
Say they did it to fool the Russians. How can you just make the huge jump that everything they did was just for that? Like what? Like give me something else to pull on there.
Okay, so you're trying to. You there's a Cold War going on. So essentially, there's a war and everyone's like, we're at war, and you're like, nah, we're not really at war, but you are at war. So what they want to do is they want to fucking cripple the Soviet Union, absolutely fucking cripple them, which they did because as they fucking were like, oh yeah, we landed on the moon, no big deal, we fucking put all this money in. The Soviets are like, fuck you, you did. So they're trying to do it. They're put all their money into this project that the States never really even did, right? So the Soviet Union's funding all this money.
So you're saying
get onto the moon.
Okay. So you're saying they didn't go to the moon. But they did spend hundreds of billions of dollars building these rockets and testing these things to fly up there just to say they went.
Well, I think they were testing rockets in order to try to catch the Soviet Union in the space race.
Well, it was a space race, and they Soviets got the first small stuff to space, but like the States wanted to send people to the moon, so they spent all their money developing those fucking Saturn rockets. And here's where I get like some people, the pull of the conspiracy comes a little bit, because if you watch like the early test footages and like, what was it, 1962, the rockets just fucking fail and blow up, and they fail and blow up, and they can never take off straight. And that's why a lot of conspiracy people say that because, like, oh, they couldn't get the rockets to work, they couldn't get them to work, and all of a sudden they went to the moon. Here's what I say to that. Okay, so if you go back, let's say, to the start of, like, flight, like airplanes, it took people fucking a long time to figure out how to do it. And that was relatively simple compared to building a rocket to escape Earth gravity and go to the moon. So you gotta think that if they're actually building these rockets, there would be a slow curve till they finally got it. And once they got the technique and the rocket, you're up. And once you're out of Earth's gravity, getting to the moon is the easy part.
Yeah, I will agree with that. I will say the challenge of spaceflight is in fact getting off Earth. I will 100% agree
to that.
It's
absolutely immeasurable. Like, we can't even comprehend of like the math and the physics involved and the thrust and all that shit.
So it's insane.
In order to have like, even to like send these rockets into space would be, it's like, you're going to have hundreds of thousands of scientists, like manufacturers, builders, like all these trades, everyone working together on this one project. Like, take the Manhattan Project times 1,000 pretty much is what you got.
I believe the fucking States is a propaganda machine.
Hey,
and they fucking used it, and they fucking knew, and they knew, and they planned, and they're like, we're not there, but if we say we're there, the Russians will want to beat us, and they'll put all their money into beating us in the space race. It doesn't matter, and they'll put all their money there, and we can bankrupt them. We'll just...
Yeah, but is there any proof of that bankrupt them? Like, there's no... The Cold War wasn't over. They were still going strong for 20 years after that.
Yeah, but they put so much money into it, immeasurable amounts of money into
Yeah, but so did the States. They both put in a shitload of money. They both...
But the States, that was Ronald Reagan's plan was never, like, during the Cold War, like, when we were... basically, America was winning because we could spend that money. We had that immeasurable amount of resources.
But here's the thing. You guys had that because you didn't go to the moon. Russians were living in poverty levels and third world country conditions because they were spending that money to try to get there. The States hadn't got there at all. They were just lying about it.
I think it's a valid theory. Like, I mean, that makes a lot of sense. And it could happen. But I'm like... At that time, like, everybody, the whole thing about the space race was like the Russians and the Americans were looking for new places to put nukes. That's what we were doing. Like, you know, and if the Russians were afraid that we were on the moon building secret moon bases where we could launch nukes from, you know, they would spend a lot of money in their space program, taking their, it takes up a lot of resources, it takes up a lot of, it occupies a lot of your manufacturers and things like that. So, I mean, I think it was part of the reason, but I don't think it was that we faked the moon landing. I think we actually got there and we were just like, I can't say that it was fake. Like, it was part of the plan.
I'm with Dan on that. The part of the plan, sure, could very well be to like put the Russians in financial hardship, whatever, cause them some economic times there. However, I really looked for like articles saying like Russia accusing the United States of not going. And the only thing I could find is this guy, Vladimir Markin. He just says he's an official. Take it for what it is. Anyways, he's saying what Russia wants to investigate is because from the first moon landing, there was that 2 minutes of missing footage that was lost. That was lost in the 80s. Or whatever, like they like printed over or they erased it on purpose, whatever that was. Their argument is Russia says they don't believe that America didn't go to the moon. They don't think they just made a movie about it, but they really want to investigate what happened to that missing footage and what was on that film. That's the only thing I could find about that. Anyways.
Yeah, and so
okay.
I just That's what I've always thought. Because to be honest, like, so of all the moon missions, are they all on the dark side of the moon?
Well, no, they went. Did they land? I'm not actually sure where they landed on the moon, but I know they orbit.
If you went to the dark side of the moon, you'd have no radio communication. So
exactly. You had to go to the light side of the moon. So obviously, you're leaving equipment on the moon, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Fair enough. Yeah. One fucking good telescope shot of fucking equipment on the moon.
Oh, don't say it, because there's people who look and found it.
I'll tell you why there's none. You want to know why?
People look and they find it with telescopes. Amateurs can do
it. There's too much atmospheric interference because of flat Earth.
It's because the firmament.
They're hiding God.
The firmament.
They're hiding God from us.
Alcohol turns you into a flat earther, folks.
But honestly, like, I have a telescope at my house right now.
No,
where do I look in the moon? I've never seen.
That's not going to work. You're going to need a good telescope.
That one.
Okay, let's move on. Okay, let's say that Brain's got his theory. So they didn't go to the moon. Now let's go to how much effort and how much money and how many people it would take to actually stage an event of this magnitude. So let's go through some of the reasons why people are like claim that it could be a hoax. You want to do that and like start with one and go through it and talk about it?
Yep. Go.
Sure.
Okay. So I got a list here. So everyone's seen the flag, the American flag, when they fucking plant it and they twist it in and it keeps waving and people are like, oh, it's waving like it's in the wind.
Yeah. Well, okay. I don't agree with that. That's fine. No. If you moved it at all, it would just continually move forever.
I know. And that's
right. Just inertia, right?
It's let's get out of the way. The waving flag. If you have this flag has a fixed top rod and the flag's hanging on it. And if you twist something and there's no air, like no in the vacuum of space, there's no atmosphere on the moon, there's nothing to stop that from moving. So only gravity would pull it down, and it would take like way longer to stop moving. So that one, people are like, oh, it's waving flag. They'll never went. I'm like, come on, man. You got to do something better than that.
Okay, but I would argue this. So you slam it down, right? If I was putting a pole in a ground where I had no shovel to dig, and you slam it down and you're twisting right to left, the right to left to like grind it in, right? That's making that flag wave motion, right? And then there's nothing to stop that.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
So, like, to me, that argument's bunk. So I agree with you on that point. That argument's fucking bunk.
Yeah, that one's for me easy. Like, I don't have a vacuum, but I can imagine if there's no air resistance, that thing's not going to stop waving for a while. So, okay, let's go down. Lack of impact crater from the jet or from the moon lander.
Yep.
What do you say about that?
Well, I mean, when you look in the pictures, I mean, it is suspicious when you think about how normally, you know, landings are portrayed in like movies and media where it's like a big, you know, big jet of fire. And when you come in and you land a spaceship on a planet's surface or whatever. But I don't think that's how they came in. That's not how it really works.
Yeah, like if you look, there is pictures, you look and there is like, because the rock, it's where they landed is pretty much solid rock, and it has what's that light layer of dust that's on the moon? It's called a
regolith.
Regolith, yeah. So there's a light layer of that. But if you look at some of these pictures of the moon lander, directly underneath it, it has like projection marks outwards where like the thrust would be. So like it did blow away a little bit of the dust, but it didn't make a crater because it's like solid rock. And then if you go with NASA, like the scientific explanation for that is they say, like, yeah, exactly what you said. Like, we know it from movies, like a huge, like thousands of pounds of thrust, like throwing up material. But what actually, I think that lander had 6,000 pounds of thrust, which is not that much for a jet. And there's such little gravity, no atmosphere, and no, like, so when it actually hit, there would be no, like, huge plume. And then whatever did get, like, lifted off the ground would settle pretty quickly because there's no
wind. Yeah, they weren't even going that fast. They had throttled back on their thrust before they even got down there. So, I mean, it's not like they were going super fast or anything.
Yeah, because what's the moon?
And like you said, it's solid rock. Like, you would land somewhere. If you were going to land somewhere, you would land somewhere with solid rock. You wouldn't land on a big dusty part. Like,
yeah, you wouldn't land on a fucking moon sand dune or something and sink right into your thrusters, so... I mean, that one, like, I can see how people, like, it doesn't, if you look at the pictures, it doesn't look like there's a lot of dust moved, but there's some pictures that looks like there is. So, like, that one, I don't know. It's low, like 1/6 Earth gravity, whatever it is. No atmosphere in a vacuum. Who are we to judge like exactly how that would function? But Braden, what do you got? Anything on that one?
I've nothing on the space dust. It's all fake.
How could there be space dust if it's not in space?
I don't even believe that the dust forms in my house, so I can't speak to any space dust because I don't even dust is all in your head.
All right, dust is fake, space is fake, and the moon is fake.
It's all fake. They're hiding God.
There's just a guy wearing a Kangol hat directing our lives like in the Truman Show.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to there's a lot in the pictures. It looks like there's evidence for multiple light sources. So like the classic example is when he's coming down the ladder and he's in the shadow of the lander. His space suit is still lit up like pretty bright. So instantly people are like, there's no way that can happen because he's in the shadow. Like it's impossible for there to be light there. So,
which is wrong because there are multiple light sources, not just the sun, because you have the sun reflecting off the earth. I mean, you have the sun reflecting off the lander itself. Like there's not just one light source.
Well, like this one's funny for me because when people say this is like a reason for the hoax, I'm like, you disprove yourself by saying like, oh, there's multiple light sources. That means that it has to be filmed in the studio. Like they had to have like different pot lights at different angles. But like, no, yeah, you have the sun and they're on the light side of the moon. So if you look at the moon, it's super reflective. It's really, really bright. So I can imagine if you're on the surface of the moon, it's going to be bright as fuck. There's going to be stuff bouncing everywhere. You're wearing a super reflective space suit, for one. You're not wearing dark clothing. So yeah, you have the Earth, you have the sun, you have the lander, you have the moon itself is super reflective. So, and I know like some, love them or hate them, the Mythbusters actually did this. I don't know if you ever watched that episode.
I never saw it.
Where they do their best experiment pretty much with like on a small scale, and they managed to get the exact same light sources. And actually recently the graphics company NVIDIA makes graphics cards for computers and shit. They had some super high tech new lighting system for computers, and they recreated the moon landing on computer. It took them like fucking thousands of hours and shit, and they ended up getting the exact same result too with all the math that they did. So I don't know. That one's for me is tough to believe as well.
What was the math they figured out? It was fake.
No, the math is that it's very easy to get multiple light sources on the moon to make you light up in a shadow. And same with like if you look at some of the pictures, some of the shadows are not parallel to each other on the surface of the moon. But the Mythbusters did that too, and it makes sense to me if on a very flat plane from one light source, all the shadows are parallel. But as soon as you add like topography to the map, like little mounds and hills, light changes directions. Just like, so it's not all going the same way. Some will be going different ways by like 10, 15 degrees. So that's not, that one's tough for me to believe as well.
All right. Well, how about, let's jump into one, say it is fake.
Sure.
So,
okay.
Who made it? Who made it? Who fucking faked it? Right? Like you obviously have to someone fucking making this shit.
Okay. Well, yeah, you've right? seen, like everyone's seen the video of the moon landings.
Yeah.
Sure. It's in like, it's pretty low quality film, but for back then it would have to been, you would have to have the best filmmakers and the best crew and the best special effects to make that look like that.
So, and who's the fucking best director of that time?
Yeah, here it comes. I'm waiting for it. Movie. I'm waiting for it.
Ready?
Yeah.
Stanley. My God, it's full of stars.
Stanley Kubrick.
Oh, of course.
100%.
Of course.
So, here's why. If it was him, it was him. Right? So, I don't... When he wanted to make Dr. Strangelove, and he wanted to film inside and outside of B-52, and he wanted it flying and stuff, and the military said Not a fucking chance. You are going to film the inside and outside of a B-52. Because of nuclear policy, they didn't want anyone getting a chance of copying their technology. So they said, get fucked. You're done. You're done, bud. They're like, no, you're not doing it. So what he did is he used special effects to create all the B-52 flights that you see in when you watch Dr. Strangelove. Everything you see in the B-52 flights, he created with various special effects. And I mean, when you watch it now, it looks old and shitty, but you got to imagine that in 1963, it looked pretty good. So this caught the attention of NASA, who, funded by the government, was looking to fake a moon landing to bankrupt the Russians, obviously.
Of course.
So they convinced Kubrick to direct the Apollo landings with the help of like all the premier scientists of the day. And the theory goes that he faked the moon landing for like one of the like returns he wanted was an unlimited budget for 2001 A Space Odyssey, which is at the time he had more money to make that movie than anyone had to make any movie of all time. It was very odd that he had the amount of movie to make 2001 A Space Odyssey. So, which goes to kind of say to that theory that, you know, he got one of the things he wanted. And the second was he was able to make any film he wanted with no oversight ever again, which from 2001 on, he never had anyone recut his films ever. From 2001 on, no one ever recut. There was no director's cut. Any cut was his. It was never changed.
So before that, people would cut his movies?
Well, yeah, they would get cut. Like, you know how they release director's cuts and stuff now? So studios would make studio cuts of his movies. And from 2001 on, there was no ever director's cuts. It was everything he wanted in the film was put in the film.
What did he film before 2001? I want to know. Like, was there different cuts of that movie?
There is. Hold on. You want me to pull up his filmography?
It's not a big deal. I'll look it up on my own. But okay.
No. I'll pull it up. Call me out.
You're just making some big claims here. We can't let you get away with it.
So everything before Lolita, there has a director's cut. Spartacus has a director's cut. Pass of Glory. Oh, that doesn't have a director's cut. The Killing has a director's cut. Killer's Kiss doesn't have a director's cut. But Seafarers has a director's cut. Fear and Desire doesn't. Day of Flight. And then we're getting into 1950s, which is like...
So he had like 60% director's cuts and 40% not.
And then, but ever since that one afterwards... How many were after the... So Dr. Strangelove was the last one with the director's cut. Where he had, so 2001, so then we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 movies. 6 movies with no director's cuts. All and right. that's spanning from 1968 to 1999. Like, that's a huge span.
Okay, so.
Stanley Kubrick gets called off to do this moon landing film. And you would need quite a number of people to fake a moon landing. Not the fact that you would need the two people who are in the astronaut suits. You'd need like prop designers. You would need the lighting guys. It's not just like Stanley Kubrick on a soundstage with two people. Like, and I'm saying if it were fake, you know, nobody right. has from that production crew has come out and said something like,
come all right, on, like, all right. Here's what I'm saying. Dr. Strangelove, by the cast and crew credits, who made that film, like the main production. I'm not talking about assistant stuff, like the main people who made the movie, cameraman, like, you know, like, I'm not talking gaffers and shit, like the main yeah. group of people.
You got to include the gaffers and shit because they're all part of the crew.
Okay, you want me to include all of them? You want a number? You're going to be surprised by how low of a number this is.
I'm guessing it's like 20 people.
At that time, it's 46. 46 people to make Dr. Strangelove at that time.
So now you're talking about 46 on set, not behind the scenes?
On set. And that that's not talking actors. That's not talking. That's just the people who made the movie.
That's
now you're talking a military fucking budget, right? To make a movie, right? Sky's the limit. I mean, if 48 to make Doctor Strange at the same time, like, and they were copying B-52 bombers without having B-52 bombers, like, you're, to me, that goes for to my point.
What?
That's how cute. He was part of it. He faked it.
Oh, because they could make B-52 bombers. You're saying they faked it because they could make B-52 bombers, so doing the moon landing would be no problem.
I'm just saying they could make a movie back then with so little crew that it wouldn't take that much crew to keep silent or even kill back then.
That's still 46 people. That's almost 50 people. Like, I do not think you could keep 40.
You have 42, but I bet you if you watch the credits of that movie, it's more like 300 or something, right?
Yeah, there's probably a bunch of people who weren't, you know, in the credits. You still had, like, the lighting guys, the grip guys.
Let's say maybe he did make the movie, but how about this? Okay, when was the first moon landing? 69?
Yeah.
So he would have had to make that because Space Odyssey was 68. And if you watch the interviews with Stanley Kubrick, he's a really like fucking weird guy, like super into his movies. Like, I can't see him being pulled off of Space Odyssey to work on the moon landing. So he would have had to do that in like 6 months after Space Odyssey was done. He would have had to like fucking do that. That's what kind of weirds me out. Well, not weirds me out, but that kind of like makes me think like, is that Stanley Kubrick? Yeah. Space Odyssey, it looked good. It did look good like for that time. So I see where people get the argument for that for sure.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So let me ask you this. Which Apollo landed on the moon? Which was the first Apollo mission to land on the
11.
Moon? Yeah. 11. Okay. So, the movie The Shining, 1980. Stanley Kubrick's getting a little older. The Shining. He's starting to feel guilty about this. What's the sweater the boy wears in most of the movie?
What? Why would I know that?
Yeah, I don't. I definitely don't know
that's
that.
That's a weird movie.
You don't know it. Exactly. Exactly. You don't know that because Stanley Kubrick's hiding messages for you. Sweater he's wearing is a rocket that says Apollo 11.
How is that?
Okay.
How is that?
Right? That wouldn't be weird for a kid to wear that. That would be weird.
That would be a huge sweater for a kid to wear that.
That's cool. I'd wear that. That's cool. I want an Apollo 11 fucking sweater.
Okay. So there's a whole bunch. ALL reads A11. So, like, all work, no play makes Jack a dull boy. All reads in one of the scenes is A11, which is people say stands for Apollo 11. And there's also the NASA moon landing on the shot, like the moon landing little ship in The Shining. There's all this Apollo 11 stuff in The Shining. Like, it's an insane amount. There's 23 different aspects of Apollo 11 throughout the 1980s, The Shining.
Okay, is there anything in those that points to it being fake or just like some other like fucking message that we don't really know about?
But here's the thing: if Kubrick did get signed on to do it, right, and they're like, "Yeah, we'll make you this deal. You can do whatever you want. We'll fund it. It's all good. You make this movie." And now he's starting to feel guilty, and he's like, "You know what? I kind of feel I want to tell people." So he's kind of cheeky. He's a kind of weird guy. So he's like, he's doing just enough to fly under the radar at this point. He's like, he threw so much things about Apollo 11 in The Shining that they're like, all right, get real. Stop doing this. Like, and then no other movie. You know, he only had two movies after that. But
I get it. But like, how do you make the leap right to that? Could then maybe there was something different. Like, is there anything else? Could it be anything else why you put that into the movie? Because there's nothing in the movie that says it was he did it. He just put Apollo 11.
Okay. Room 202. Okay. There's so many different theories about that. Like, Danny walks over to room 237 of all the rooms to pick. What's the distance from Earth to Mars? Or sorry, Earth to the Moon. 237,000 miles. So 237. Right? Like, there's a lot of coincidences that line up with the Apollo 11 mission specifically.
Wait, I'm trying to figure out how what did you say? What was the room?
237.
It's actually 384 is the distance. Kilometers. Well, maybe that's miles. No, that wouldn't make sense either then. It'd be less. 384,400 kilometers to the moon.
Well, maybe my info's wrong. I don't know.
And that's that's on pretty much everything on Google is that number.
I've never been there.
So, okay, well, hey, we don't know. We present what we find, and you guys make your own decisions. But let's, okay.
Wait, hold on. Can we take a quick break? Quick AMA break?
Okay, quick AMA break, then we'll get back to the moon landing. One question.
Jacob Wilson, at Jacob Wilson. Everyone's favorite conspiracy? Mine so far is Elisa Lam. I look up, try to find new stuff about that almost every day.
Like our favorite conspiracy that we've, like our favorite case file or our favorite conspiracy that we're into?
Yeah.
I think just favorite conspiracy.
Oh, like I'm big into 9/11 and the New World Order here. That's the one conspiracy we've covered that like that's turning out to be true.
Yeah.
I'd probably go with, I still think of first episode, High Jump. I still think High Jump's great.
No, High Jump's good. I like High Jump.
That's my favorite one.
Sweet.
Operation High Jump.
Okay, back at her.
Okay, back at her. Okay, you got Stanley Kubrick. Maybe he made, maybe he faked it in Sam's studio. Maybe he didn't. But let's go through more of why
other people think it is.
Why? Yeah. What? Fake? Like other why people think it's a hoax. So the Van Allen radiation belt, huge belt of radiation that extends from the Earth's magnetic field way out into space. Highly radioactive, I guess. A lot of radiation in there. That's what they say. So the conspiracy guys are like, hey, humans can't go through that. So there's no way we went to the moon. But yeah. NASA and the science says, forget NASA. Let's just say scientists in general are pretty much in agreement that with the right shielding and the amount of time you spend in that radiation belt, it's not really a worry. So like that makes sense to me. If like you have these ships, they're shielded and you're only going through this high radiation belt for a short period of time, and NASA, they plotted out what was the lowest radiation like route they could go through the belt. I can see why people say, right, like, oh, it's a, because there's been a couple of people like, oh, it's a really high radiation belt, like humans couldn't go through there. And yes, humans probably couldn't go through that belt, like,
unprotected.
You'd probably just like, fucking no die. No. Yeah, but like, if yeah,
everybody knows there's a bunch of radiation flying through space. Like, you know, the Earth's atmosphere protects us from a lot of radiation, even the sun, like UV radiation. But of course, like, you're gonna put shielding on your ships so when you get out into the vacuum of space, and there's just gamma rays and whatever, theta rays flying all over the place.
Yeah, just straight radiation, no block or anything. So yeah, if you have a shielded ship and you have a shielded suit, I can't really see that being too huge of a problem. But
yeah, that would be a big deal.
Braden? So,
yeah.
I'm so drunk I can't follow along. This talk is far too smart for me. I'm mind boggled right now. I was like, what? Who? What? What's the numbers of? What? Everyone's talking too fast.
Where am I?
Okay. The unexplained object in the Apollo 12 mission. There's an object in one of the pictures. It's one of the astronauts taking a picture of another astronaut, and in the reflection of his visor, there's this weird unexplained little object on the top right of the visor. If you look it up, and
hashtag look it up.
People say that, oh, it must be an overhead spotlight typically found in a film studio. But when you actually look at the picture, it honestly doesn't really look like it doesn't look like anything. I don't know what it is. It could just be a piece of, like, a little bit of light. It could be part of the camera. It could be part of a ship. It could be a fucking UFO out in the distance. I don't know. So that one for me is I don't know what it is. So I could see why people are like, oh, that must be from a sound studio. But it doesn't really... there's nothing really convincing either way on that one. It's just kind of like a weird blur on his mask.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That one, whatever. But this is a good one. If you take the moon landing footage and you double it, it kind of looks like you're walking in real time on the Earth if you were suspended from cables in the studio. So if you fucking put me a spacesuit, you got these cables on me so I could look weightless, and then I walk down, and then I walk down the soundstage or wherever we are in the film studio, and then you slow motion it, it looks like the same on the moon. And I think people have actually done this experiment, and you can kind of make it look similar, but I don't know, like that one's, man, without really seeing, like without actually being in zero, like on the moon in a vacuum, it's hard to fucking tell. But yeah, maybe if you fucking film it and slow it down, it looks like you're on the moon. So yeah, maybe
on cables. How would you hide cables from the footage? Like you would see those. Like you would see cables.
They're invisible. They're invisible cables, I think they say.
Oh, invisible cables.
Yes,
oh,
of course.
Okay. What?
CGI.
Yeah, in 1968. A lot of CGI going on.
The military had CGI back then.
Oh.
Okay, this is one of the big arguments that people are like, this is one of the smoking guns. No stars in the footage from the light side of the moon.
Yeah.
It's too bright. The sun's right on you.
It's the same. If you're on Earth and the sun's shining on, you can't see past the brightness of the sun to space. But because we have an atmosphere, which gives us our blue glow, people don't notice that. But if you have no atmosphere on the moon and the sun's shining on you, unless you have some like super telescopic camera, you're not going to see any stars.
Yeah.
Well, also the cameras they were using really fast exposure.
Right.
So they don't have time to like absorb the light into the film. You would just be like snap the picture real quick, and that light from the stars is barely visible or can't see at all.
Like I said, Kubrick was smart. He knew that.
The conspiracy people are like, oh, they didn't want to put the stars in there like artificially, because then astronomers would be able to tell if they got anything wrong. So that's their argument. Like, oh yeah, if they put the wrong stars in the wrong place, people could judge by where they were on the moon, what time of day it was, and what stars should have been in the sky. They could have figured out. So like, oh, they must have just blacked them out. But I don't think so. I think there's just no light, no stars, because it was too bright.
Yeah, you're on the light side of the moon, so the sun's right out. It makes that makes to me perfect sense.
That makes sense.
If that was the arguments for it, perfect sense. Sun's on you. If the sun's on me during the day, I don't see stars. So. Makes 100% perfect sense.
Except the sun. I mean, you see a star.
Yeah. You see a star.
A star.
One big star.
Yeah.
Did you know that the sun is actually white? If you're in space, the sun is white.
It's yellow.
It's yellow on Earth, but it's white in space. Segway. Anyways.
Says who?
No one's been in space, so that's no one can tell you. But okay, this is a big one for the film conspiracy. There's one picture where there's a rock and it has, it looks like a letter C engraved in it. And people say like, oh, that was a prop rock and they marked it with a C. And then I say, why? Why would you put a C on a prop rock if you're filming it? Like, why?
Oh my God. It's like, if you're going to spend that much money to fake this moon landing, you think they're going to like, publish a picture that has a rock with a C on
it's a like, big C too. It's like a fucking big, I don't know how big this rock is in scale, but this rock looks like a pretty fair sized boulder, and then there's a big C. So NASA says like, oh, that's just from duplication of film, there was a hair or a piece of dust that got in the film, because the original picture doesn't have a C. But then this conspiracy people are like, well, they airbrushed the original C out and said it was the original picture, but there was a C the whole time.
You know what, let me chime in on this.
Sure.
Okay, so you're saying, well, you know, they have all this money. Why would they make this? Why would they let this mistake happen? You have all this money. Would you say $100 million is a lot of money?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, Dan. Okay, so you're both in agreement. $100 million is a lot of money.
Today's money? Today's money, as opposed to 1968. Hold on.
Let's say 1991 money. Is that a lot of money?
91. I'm not sure how much inflation has come from then, but that would have been the highest budget movie would be $100 million in 91. I'm going to say.
Perfect. Okay, so you're agreeing with that's a lot of money.
Because what was the highest budget movie that's ever been made?
Perfect. Terminator 2, Judgment Day, 1991. You know how many fucking mistakes are in that movie?
Yeah, but it was a fucking fiction movie.
But it's a movie.
It's a fiction movie.
So was the fucking moon landing. Yeah, that's why there's a sea on the rock.
But they made it. They made it to be real. They wanted it to be real.
It wasn't overseen by government officials. Like, you didn't have people be like, look, the fate of the United States hangs, we're trying to win a Cold War.
And every director that makes a movie doesn't want to fucking make a continuity error, but they happen. They go unseen, right? So that's what happened. I'm saying that continuities, you can have a million eyes watch that, and they're watching it, and they're not looking for certain things. And maybe that sea on the rock's one of them.
Okay, the sea on the rock, I looked for the sea on the rock of do like filmmakers use props like that and mark them with engrave a sea on them. I couldn't find anything, so I don't know. Someone could prove me wrong, but
what are we running at? I'm getting fucking knocks on the door here.
No, we're getting close. We're almost out of the biggest hoaxes.
Tickling me. They're choking me.
Brayden's being killed over there, so we're gonna keep going.
Being abducted.
Okay, well, he's out of the picture. There's some of the pictures of the moon land. He's getting fucked up over there. Oh, I don't know.
They found him. They found him. They're dragging him out.
They're dragging him out. Well, it looks like me and Dan are going to have to finish this one, and we're both on the same page here, so it's going to be an easy wrap-up.
Yeah, I mean, I figure that if there were mistakes, like these, especially your moon rock, like a moon rock with a sea, like, no, it's just not, makes no sense.
A sea, it's like a sea, it looks like, you know, like when you have a fucking eyelash fall out and kind of like falls in like a sea, like kind of like twisted pattern.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we heard you getting fucked up over there.
Oh, yeah. They all burst in my room and started attacking me.
Nice.
They put me in wrestling holds.
You get put in the figure four or what?
Well, no, they had me in some sort of weird Boston. They had me in some sort of weird Boston crab / headlock / like arm bar takedown.
The crossface crippler.
That's a good one.
Anyway. Yeah, it was like a hybrid of crossface crippler, to be honest. Like, my arm was way out there. what are we at for time on this one?
Okay, well, we're almost done with the main conspiracies. We're at like an hour and 5 minutes or something right now. So we're gonna.
Why don't we two part this one?
Two part it? No, we're almost done.
Okay, let's do it. Let's finish it off.
Fuck it. Yeah, we're almost done. Okay, so we did the C. Fuck the C. It's a fucking film production error. That's what I think, and that's what most people think. But okay, now here's one a lot of fucking guys will fucking call you on: the layered crosshairs. So I guess when they were taking pictures on the moon, they had in their lens finder crosshairs because they had these bulky suits on to be able to try and take kind of accurate pictures.
Right.
And so they're saying that the crosshairs, because they're on the lens, should be in front of the objects they're taking a picture of.
Right.
But there's like one or two pictures where the crosshair is behind an object they're taking a picture of. So I guess people say that can only happen in a sound studio or a film studio. But again, the argument for that one, the same argument for that one is it's not the original print, and over time, like it's lost a piece of that. But then this one's kind of weird for me too, because if it was a lost print or a kind of like error in the print, I think it's like a little blurry where it is, but the picture, like, I think it's a picture of the rover, and there's a crosshair behind like the antenna or something. The crosshair, it's not. It's kind of hard to see because it doesn't really go behind. It might just stop. So that might have just been wiped out. I don't know with reprints, but that's another one. Same as a C, like just kind of weird, weird error in the picture.
I mean, the photos they took on the moon, I mean, they weren't digital.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
No, they're fucking old ass pictures.
Yeah. So it's like a lot of stuff could happen between developing and junk like that. I mean, I would say, yeah, like any side of trying to cite like, oh, this is the, layering crosshair, stuff like that. There could be a lot of mistakes with photos, like photography. I'd be like,
Yeah, I can get on board with that. Okay, this is the one that people really, really push a lot. The duplicate backdrop. So there's multiple pictures on, I think it's Apollo 15 mission, where they have one picture and there's like rocks in the ground in the foreground, like it's not like a flat like surface with a rover. And then there's another picture with the lunar module in the same frame, and in the background it looks like the same mountains, right? That's the thing. A lot of people are like, oh, that they use the same backdrop from the same for the same picture, and that's like it's a hoax. But then, okay, what I want to tell people is the moon is a lot smaller than Earth, so the horizon is a lot closer. So if you're just what the argument is, if you're like, if this picture is taken and then you go back or forward 200 feet to get out of the shot, the backdrop looks, it will look the same. Even on Earth, it'll look the same, right? If I take a picture and then I go back or forward, or no, say I take a picture and I go forward 200 feet past the fucking module, the backdrop looks the same. But that's, I guess this is a big one that people are like, this has to be a hoax. So yeah, I don't know. There's with the pictures, man, it's like, it's fucking hard to tell. Like it's a different world. It's a different atmosphere. Like light doesn't look this, if there's no like air interference, everything is going to look the same no matter what distance, right? Cause on Earth, like farther you look, the hazier it gets, right? Cause of the air, but
yeah,
I don't know. Those are pretty much the main top tens. I mean, there's more. There's like the footprints. I'll touch on the footprint really quick. So I guess there's footprints from the astronaut's boots that make like a perfect imprint in the dirt.
Right.
And then people say like, well, if there's no moisture, right, and there's no like soil, like that means like, how could it make a perfect imprint?
Right.
But this...
Man, who hasn't walked on like, I always call it Mars sand, like on Earth here. Yeah, you know, it's like really just so fine. Like, it's just super fine. It's like super, like it's a super thick layer. Like you step on it, like, and I understand the no moisture part, but like to me, I was like, if it's super fine, you step on it, why wouldn't it make a perfect imprint?
Yeah, well, like yeah, on Earth, like it makes sense, but even on this, what's it called, the regolith? Is that what we said?
Yep, yep.
So the because the moon dust, the regolith is not. It's not like sand, right? It's not like a granular thing. It's more like a polygon kind of thing, like really hard and like jagged, because there's been not weathered at all. And if you, I guess the theory goes, if you step on it, because of all those irregular angles, they just lock together really perfectly. And that's kind of what NASA's argument is against the footprint. And then the Mythbusters also did it Well, people are going to say like NASA fucking set them up, though. NASA gave them like a synthetic moon dust, because moon dust is obviously super rare. There's not very much of it, so you can't just give it out.
Cool that they have synthetic moon dust. I did not know that. That's cool.
They have synthetic moon dust, and that's how they test their landers and rovers and shit, right? Or that's how they
did test it. That's pretty awesome.
So I guess, and if you step on, because the Mythbusters did that too. They went to a vacuum with a moon boot, with this fake moon dust, and they stepped on it and it did make an imprint. So you take it for what it is. Like, it's fucking really hard to tell without actually going to the moon and jumping on it for yourself, really, how a footprint would look. But it kind of makes sense that there would be a footprint. But
hopefully soon with SpaceX.
Hey, that would be that's what we need. SpaceX, fly up there.
Okay.
Private fucking company, go on the moon so we know it's real.
I mean, with the moon landing, I think it's pretty much like there's probably a small percentage of people who believe it's a hoax or have, you know, their suspicions that it is a hoax. But I'm like, why would you not choose to believe that it was real, that humans have gone to the moon? We have literally stepped on another
fucking world.
But, you know, we set place on soil that is not of Earth. Like, that's so cool. And you guys want to be like, no, we never really did it. And I'm like, that kind of sucks. That's really depressing.
Okay, you know what? We're going to take a short break here, and then we're going to sum up with what we think, give our final thoughts on it, and then we'll keep moving. 1 second. Okay, we're back.
I'm getting fucking harassed over here by fucking annoying roommates.
Okay, well...
all my roommates caught up to the level of drunk I am, and now they're not happy with me.
Okay, let's give a... We've gone through the main conspiracies. There's more. I know people would be like, well, you didn't talk about this, you didn't talk about that, but you know what? You already know. If you, like, you've looked at it, we've gave you our opinions.
Yeah, it's fake, 100%. So. Whatever. It is what it is. It's fake.
Okay, give us your full summary. Like why? Like 1 minute, fake. Why? Besides shit's just fake. Like just to bankrupt the Russians.
Okay, so I just think. Without the bankrupt the Russians, I just think there's too many questions, and I think it's very plausible that the United States would pull something like this in order to defeat an enemy, let's say that. And they have the funding to do it, and I think the reason that they could bankrupt the Russians because they didn't put enough money into it, because they only put enough money into a film and not the actual moon landing.
But they put so much money into the launches and stuff.
Well, yeah, because they were still trying to catch up to the satellites and putting a man in space. So they're still putting a buttload of money in, but they wanted to show that they were superior to the Russians, to the rest of the world, right? They're still world leaders, so they faked the rest, right? And because they're still pumping money, because eventually they wanted to do it. Like, that was their end goal, is they wanted to do it. So maybe I will go ahead and say that maybe some of the later Apollos were legit. But I'm gonna say the Neil Armstrong Apollo was fake as hell.
Oh, so you're a little bit of a hybrid then.
I'm a little high. I'll say I'm a little hybrid. That one's fake as hell. That's my conclusion.
Okay, Dan.
I believe that we went to the moon. I choose to believe that we went to the moon. The evidence, the nothing that people have said as theories that it was fake, I think hold a lot of water. I was like, it's. I think I don't want to say it's crazy because it's. That's what people choose to believe, and if you want to do that, that's cool, but I think we made it to the moon.
Yeah, you know what, Dan, I'm gonna have to agree with Dan on this one, because okay, if you think about it, the amount of this is a fucking hard thing to do, to send something out of Earth's gravity. Hundreds of thousands of people working on these rockets and the fucking navigation systems and the shielding and all this so much stuff, fucking insane, just to like. Because most of the people who believe it was a hoax don't not believe that they made it into like low Earth orbit, but they said they went up there, orbited the Earth a bunch of times, and then came back 5 days later or whatever. So like all this technology, all this fucking science, all the stuff that went into it, just to like send this rocket with people into space, just for them to orbit the planet while like, because if you get to low Earth orbit, the hard work is done. Like now like traveling in space like takes minimal thrust. You can go fucking 20,000 kilometers an hour. It's not, once you're up there, it's not that hard. As long as if you take care of the shielding and you take care of all that, like the technical stuff on the way there, getting to the moon and landing back on the moon, like on a planet with no gravity and low gravity and no atmosphere. I have a hard time believing that all the effort is made just to go into low Earth orbit and not fucking go. Unless, you know what, unless the Earth is flat and you can't go past the firmament, then that's all you can do. But. how does a spaceship orbit a fucking a flat Earth? We don't know. That's no, all right. No one's explained that one to me.
So those are our conclusions. So take what you will, and you will believe what you will. Make sure you message us on Twitter and Facebook and let us know your thoughts. Who you agree with? Hashtag no moon.
Brain's
hashtag
drawn.
Hashtag fuck the fake ass moon landing. It's so fake. I really quickly, we did have a new 5-star review on Twitter I wanted to read.
I thought we had two actually on iTunes.
Oh, sorry. I'll read the two. No, we just had the one, because one was me by accident. I was trying to figure out why no one could. Everyone said they could.
You know what? I gave a review like of the first one, so now you got to read yours. All right. That's only
fair. I got to read my own review? Yeah. Okay. Well, okay. I did a review because everyone said that they couldn't review. So I did one to be like, oh, I wonder why. And I did one, and first try, my review went through. So I feel like an idiot now. So I'll read mine first. Awesome pod. ATT fan 123372. That's me. Thanks for making me prolapse every week. That's me. That was 100% me.
I was wondering who said that one.
That's a fake review. I should turn it to a zero, but I was just trying to, because lots of people complain they can't review on iTunes. They're it doesn't work.
They have.
So, but here's one that did go through. Mind-boggling. 5 stars. Ronald Denim Pond. Great.
Awesome.
Great show. That will keep you... Hold on, I read that wrong.
You did.
Great show that will keep you coming back for more. Interesting topics unraveled in an open-minded atmosphere set to leave you feeling like you're in the company of old friends. Aww. Often hanging on the edge of your seat and laughing out loud at the same time. This will be one of your go-tos. And with no ads, it lets you know they do it because they enjoy it. Keep up the good work, boys. So Ooh. That's from Ronald Denim Pond. Thanks.
Nice.
That's a really good review.
That's a good one, man. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. Other than that, the AMA the other night went really good. I'm not going to read any more tonight because it's just there's too many and I don't want to do it. And I'm getting harassed by people. So no, it's not a good time. So anything else? Any other business we got to say?
Yeah, I got Zell's Prolapser of the Week.
Oh yeah,
this guy on PayPal has sent us money. He didn't order a shirt. He just sent us $40.
What?
You know what? I actually think he sent us $40 twice. He wrote us a nice email. He's from England, but he's living in Qatar or somewhere in the Emirates. I can't remember where. And he's like, love the show, love the pod. Here's a whole bunch of money because I guess he's got oil money, so it's fucking chump change to him. So keep it coming.
Me too.
Yeah,
no, he's awesome. That was the prolapse of the week, but man, there's been a lot of people in the last week messaged me on Facebook and on Twitter. Like it's been awesome, man. It's been cool.
Yeah. We highly appreciate everything you guys do for us and send us money. On new t-shirts are on the way. We still can't believe that people even buy t-shirts. So the fact
I got mine in the mail, that was cool.
I can't
believe you're in Thailand. Yeah, did you get one, Dan?
Yeah, I got one. I got it.
Post that shit on Twitter, man. I can't believe you haven't posted one on Twitter.
I can't believe it actually got to you. That was a long fucking address you gave me too. I was like, oh, there's no way this is gonna work.
Yeah, it showed up. It was in my thing. I don't think it actually took that long. Probably like 2 weeks or something.
Yeah, it only took two weeks.
Boys, I legit have to go. I'm about to be attacked again. I can hear them coming. So
okay, one more thing I gotta say. People have been asking. Some people, for some reason, want to give us money, but they don't know how. So we're thinking of doing a Patreon. The pod will always be free. That's for sure.
Always, always.
But what we want to do we want to start a Patreon. If we can get a little bit of money to cover the expenses of the show and make the show a little bit better, that would be sweet. But we want to know, like, if you're going to donate to the show, like, what do you want in return? Do you want, do you want the after hours? Do you want that only Patreon only? Or what do you want after hours? Let us know.
You want a picture of Braden's Budweiser sweatpants?
Yeah. Here's the thing. If you're giving us money, like, I want to say this. As long as people are giving us money to fund the show, you are our advertising. Like, we are not going to advertise.
No, never.
If we start to advertise, we will no longer accept money from our fans. Like, honestly, I don't see us advertising anytime in the near future. You guys know how we feel about fucking stamps.com. So, 100%. If you send us money to help us fund this podcast, just know that you are our advertising. Like, that's it. Like, that we just do this because we like doing it, and
that's fine.
We honestly thank all the support we get. It's unreal. It's honestly unbelievable. I can't even begin to put into words how much it means to us.
I know the pod should really be called Alien Philosophers Philosophizing, because we're in the top. I think we're in the top 40 now on the iTunes charts for that.
Boom. Bro, we were 19 yesterday.
19? Holy fuck! Anyways, so if you want. Let us know what you would want. If you're going to donate to the show, what would you want in return? Do you want, like, priority questions? Do you want the after hours? Do you want us to make a fucking ringtone that says space news? I know some people wanted that, so I don't know. Let us know on fucking Twitter, @truthisoutthere, Facebook, @AlienTheorists. I think it says facebook.com/AlienTheorists. AlienTheorists.com, AlienTheorists@gmail. Fucking AlienTheorists, wherever you can find it, pretty much. Just type it in and it'll get to us.
Put a message in a bottle, like we throw it in the ocean.
Yeah, it'll get to us.
Okay, it'll get there.
Are we, anything else? Any other news?
Nope.
No, I think we got to wrap tonight.
Well, because I'm going to wrap this up, normally I do this after I say this, but I'm going to say, obviously, I love talking to you guys, Zell and Dan, so I miss you guys, and we'll talk again next week. Because I'm about to be attacked, I wanted to just get our goodbyes gone before I end the show. So now to end the show, keep those eyes on the skies. See you all later.
Okay.
Bye. Bye, boys.
Okay, see you later.
Later.
What are we doing for the next one? Did he leave?
Let me think. Okay, we did. Where'd you get the... Yeah, he left already. Where did you get the moon landing one? Where'd you pull that one from? That one seemed kind of quick. Like, well, like, we pull him from somewhere?
No. Or? Well, we had... we've talked, like, on the pod before, like, me and Brayden, like, he's always said, like, oh, fucking Russians, blah, 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 about the moon landing. So we finally just, like, let's get it over with.
All right.
I know, like, the big ones that people want to hear about are secret space program.
Okay.
I know, in episode one, we're going to talk about, like, alleged alien races that have made contact with Earth, like the Greys and all those guys. Like,
so I think that's a good idea. We'll do secret space program. We should do that next, because that's just a jumping off from, like, fake moon landing or, you know, like secret space program.
Okay. Stuff. Let's do. I think we should do secret space program next, because what I want to touch on is, like, what I think happened on the moon, because, like, you see, ever hear those interviews of, like, Buzz Aldrin and shit, but, like, they seen UFOs when they're on the moon?
Yeah.
And, like, that just seems so fucking weird to me that that's, like, they just said that, like, it's not a big deal. Either that's disinformation that they actually seen UFO, like, fuck, who knows, but...
Well, I mean, like, it's different from saying, you could say you saw a UFO. That just means you saw an unidentified flying object. You know, like, I probably see stuff in space all the time. You're like, oh, it's just a whatever. It's a meteor, or there's shit flying around all the time. But seeing something that actually acted with some sort of intelligence.
Yeah.
Like, there should be a different name for that.
Should be.
You could just use UFO for anything. But,
yeah. Cause they're like, yeah. Cause they'd switch to, like, the fucking health channel or whatever, or, like, the medical channel. And be like, yeah, they're here. They're on the edge of the crater and they're watching us. Like, they've said that. Like, these fucking astronauts who've been on the moon have said that in interviews. They're like, well, that just seems fucking weird.
Yeah.
So then the secret space program goes kind of like along with that. Like, on the backside of the moon, they found either alien bases or, like, ancient bases from, like, a prior civilization or something.
I'm super down with that. I think that'll be fun. I like that stuff. And fucking, I like that movie Iron Sky. With the Nazis on the moon base, Nazi moon base.
No, I haven't seen that actually, but I heard about it.
Yeah. You should watch it. You watch it. It's good. It's not like great, but it's just like a cool idea. Like, it's kind of fun to watch. Like, some of it's kind of goofy, but, like, I don't think it's, like, super awesome or anything. But it's like the special effects are really good, and I think it's just a cool idea. Nazis on the moon.
Yeah. What else do we have? Okay, people want us to talk about the New World Order, but we've slowly mentioned that here and there throughout, like. That's just the conspiracy. That's also all the fucking big banksters and the big corporations taking over the world, kind of thing. But what else? People like the mysteries, like Elisa Lam mysteries and stuff like that.
Yeah, missing persons and stuff like that.
Oh fuck! I had a good one that someone fucking messaged me, and then I looked it up, and it was actually pretty good. It was called the. It was fucking this lighthouse in Ireland. Fuck, what was it called? The Flannan Isles incident. It's a mystery where, like, these lighthouse workers just went fucking missing. No one knows what happened to them.
It's gone? Oh, that's cool.
It's called the Flannan Isles. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Flannan Isles?
Secret space program was a big one. Alien races, like Project Blue Book and Blue Beam.
Yeah. Like, we should probably do with that one, because that'll touch on a lot of stuff. We could do, secret alien races, like contact with aliens and the secret space program. Like, did we start the secret space program after we met the aliens, or was it, you know, kind of whatever theories people have thrown out there? Do we have contact with aliens? Are they hostile or whatever people, you know, the different races that people say we've been in contact with? So I think that would be good.
Okay, let's plan to do that one, because I'm next week I can't do it, so it'll be 2 weeks from today, because I'm going on holidays, but.
All right, that sounds good.
Okay, yeah, well, we'll plan to do that do that one unless we hear something different from the rest all of the right. crew. Okay.
Groovy.
See you, Dan.
All right. Take it easy.
Peace.